that's embarrassing.
This podcast contains vulgar language and sensitive subjects. Listener discretion is advised.
We're recording. Oh. Remember, I can edit stuff out.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Hi. Are you here?
Or welcome for the first time.
Oh, I don't know. Either way.
We might not have any listeners still, and we're just doing it for us or our moms. Fine.
Definitely our moms. But welcome to Healthcare Villains.
Healthcare Villains. It's where it's at.
Even mothers love their villain children.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true, actually. Cruella DeVille's mom loved her. I mean, she died. And then her biological mom was psycho.
Yeah, well, she did not love her.
Her adopted mom loved her.
Okay, fair.
It's fair.
Anyway.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Well, first, how are you doing? How are you doing?
Awesome.
Well, that's good.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just, I got a headache.
Headaches are rough.
Just as usual. I think probably because I got a phone call at 4:30 in the goddamn morning from the house supervisor asking if I could come in because someone called in sick. I mean, I understand that you probably need someone to come in, but do you think it's a good idea to wake people up at fucking 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah. When I was a house supervisor, I would.
Okay. Fine.
Because you want them up, especially if you know they live out of town and they're going to need time. Or especially if they're going to, you know, put on their makeup. When I wake up in my makeup, whatever.
I roll out of bed and just put deodorant on and call it a day.
I forget that sometimes, so you're one up on me.
That's good.
That's why I have smelly lotion.
Ooh, smelly lotion's good.
It is good.
Yeah. But it freaked me out because I saw it was a house supervisor. I'm like, fuck, was I supposed to work?
Yeah, that's a problem when you think that you have home.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but then I was like, wait, it's only 4:30. Our shift doesn't start until like 5:45. So.
Probably not late to work.
But when you wait, okay, but when you get woken up that early, you're just like.
Half awake, one eye open.
Yeah. So anyway.
What the fuck's
going on? I think that's why I probably have a headache because that really razzled me this morning.
Well, I didn't get woke up that early, but I did get woke up by a student who was all freaking out about the nurse that they were supposed to be with at their preceptorship calling sick to work today. So she's like, oh my God, what do I do? I don't know what to do. And she tried to call her instructor, and her instructor didn't answer the phone and didn't respond to text. So she texted me instead. I'm like, I'll take care of it.
Okay, but how about you just ask the facilities, like, well, is there any other preceptor I could be with?
She did, and they did not.
Oh, okay. Then fine.
So they said, why don't you leave us your name and number, and we'll call you when the nurse manager comes in, because there's no other nurses here or medical assistants.
Oh, well, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, like, that's probably bullshit, but that's fine. Whatever. Whatever. So I found her another place to go.
Well, there you go. See, look at you putting out fires.
I tell people where to go all the time.
Like hell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's my specialty.
That's good. Anyway. So, I've been very excited.
Excited for what?
Okay, because I just had, like, the most fucking ridiculous shit happen at work the other day. And I've been, like, thrumming to tell you. But I had to wait until we started recording. So today, can we please talk about fucking shitty patients' families.
Patient families.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an excellent, excellent example.
Well, let's just start there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hold on. Let me get a drink because I'm really excited.
And this will be an organic response on my behalf because I have not heard the story in Poison Ivy there really has been thrumming with anxiety for like 3 days now to tell me this story. So I'm super excited to hear it.
Even when it was happening, I thought about texting you and being like, oh my effing God, I got to call you after work.
You're like, cheese and rice, lady. You will not believe.
Okay.
The goddamn shenanigans. Okay. Hit
okay.
Me. Hit
so
me.
Here's the deal. Obviously, I'm not going to give a lot of details to, you know, blah, 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 protection, blah, blah, blah. So I had a patient that was there mainly for fainting. Okay, and they have other health issues, of course. And they do have a history of a heart arrhythmia.
Okay. That's fair. I'm with you so far.
Yep. And so, for all the non-medical folks out there, that's basically the heart's pumping, just kind of fucked up. So sometimes it can fuck up enough where it doesn't push blood out enough, and then you faint. To be fair, this patient has other stuff going on, like lab-wise, that will also contribute to fainting. Okay. Again, I'm not going to get into big detail.
That's fine. I get it. Someone's passing out.
Yeah. And then...
like fainting goats.
Yep. Like... meh. And so... and so... they also have other organ system issues. So, primarily the renal is a big one. So, anyway. Here's the thing, though. This patient swears up and down that one of their family members saved their life when they had a syncopal event, which means fainting for our non-healthcare individuals, because her heart stopped. She had a heart attack, and she did. And that family member did CPR and saved their life. Okay.
Problem. After she fainted.
When she fainted, the fainting was her having a heart attack.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My thing is, I'm like, huh, okay, that's interesting. All the cardiac labs that would support you having a heart attack are...
normal?
Normal.
Weird.
Uh-huh. And then I'm looking at her chest, and it's, mind you, this happened... you know, a day or two prior to me accepting that patient. So, no broken ribs, no bruising, nothing. I'm like, uh-huh. So, instead of being like, bitch, no, you fucking didn't, I'm just like, okay, whatever. But then it gets better. Jugger doc. It gets better.
So, for all, again, all you non-healthcare people out there, when you give someone CPR, you're compressing the chest like 2 to 3 inches.
You're trying to touch their spine.
Right? That... almost always breaks bones, bruises like a motherfucker, and hurts.
Like hell.
So if she doesn't have any signs of that, I'm calling some bullshit.
There's some Grey's Anatomy fucking compressions.
That was Grey's Anatomy heart attack, obviously. So it's fine. It's fine. Oh, help me. I'm having a heart attack. As you put your wrist on your forehead and you lie onto a fainting couch.
Every time, it's always a fluffy couch too. Well, okay, so this is not even the best part. I'm just kind of like, whatever. Okay, whatever. So, doc sees a patient. We have a plan of when we can do discharge, but really, it's mainly a lot of monitoring and making sure everything's, you know, levels are fine. For that individual to be safe to go home so we don't have another syncopal event, blah, blah, blah.
Fair.
Everything else is, you know, the other body systems they have issues with are not great, but they're improving and, you know, it's whatevs.
Okay.
That was the plan. So patient asks, can you please contact one of these people? I think it was like her grandchildren or something like that. Can you please call them and tell them about the plan? I'm like, sure. So I do that. And then I'm telling them about it, and they kept asking about her heart. And I'm like, well, that's not even the issue we're concerned about. And then I was like, well, maybe because, you know, the heart arrhythmia. And I'm like, oh, well, other than having that, it's rather stable. So everything else is fine. And they just, like, did not believe me. I'm like, you know when you're talking to people on the phone and they're displeased with what you tell them and they just do that nasty silence on the phone? But you can, like, palpate, like, the freaking snarky shit they're sending through the radio waves.
The vibes. Yeah. The vibes.
And I'm just like, oh, please, I've been dealt by far better from you, okay? I'm like, whatever. So seriously, I'm on the phone. I'm not shitting you for a good, like, 10 minutes. And in med-surg nursing life, that's like eternity.
For a patient, family member.
Yeah, for fucking ever.
No.
It gets better. There's more.
Okay.
And then, some time goes on, another family member is there, asks me to explain the plan again. I'm like, fine. So I explain it again. All the shenanigans, all the things that we're going to do, and all the interventions, all the blah, 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 blah. Then they start grilling me on the fucking heart again. They're like obsessed with it. I'm like, it's fine. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you this.
No. It's the wiser, and then all of a sudden you're hit with all the family members. And you're like, what the fuck?
And then they don't believe anything you fucking say. Well, you're just a nurse. And it's like, then why the fuck are you asking me? Why don't you go ask Google? Because you know that you're going to do it anyway. So why don't you cut out the middleman and fucking look at Dr. Google.
He knows everything.
And then you could tell me about all your medical knowledge that you gained from Google. You got a degree from Google MD. And
So you can just prescribe whatever and get the fuck out of my hospital.
Get the fuck out. There's a fucking door. I'm not going to stop you.
see you.
I mean, I might stop you because I got to pull that IV. I don't need you shooting shit up there because I have a problem with that.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not. Okay, so anyway, at this point, I'm like getting mildly annoyed, but I'm like, because I actually enjoy educating. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, but then here's the problem. Talk about the goddamn heart attack. And I'm like, what heart attack? Well, she had a heart attack. I'm like, no. She's like, oh, yeah, we had to do CPR. And I'm like, uh-huh. Okay, well, okay, whatever. So, like, yeah.
Just no.
I'm just like, okay, well, that's the plan, so ta-ta. And so I go about my merry way. Then some time goes on. And then there's, like, seriously 5 people in this person's room.
It kind of makes me long for the COVID days. Mm-hmm. When we didn't even allow visitors.
It makes me long for those days. Long in the tooth. Yeah. For the days I worked in corrections and I didn't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Fuck you and your family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd have family call there sometimes. And it was so awesome to say, I can't confirm nor deny if this individual is in our custody.
Yep. That's how it is in behavioral health, too.
I fucking love it.
Hey, is so-and-so there? I'm like, I cannot confirm nor deny the presence of that child in this area.
This is not the person you're looking for.
No, no. Mm-hmm. Mind melts.
So anyway, so at this point, this is like nearing closer to the end of shift, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just burnt out from I talk to family for all my patients damn near, like a lot. And it annoyed the piss out of me. So I'm already kind of like over it. And then we had a traveler with us and she was great. She was like, what can I do to help you? I'm like, dude, I need to give her her last medication. And I got to get her vitals and I had to do something else for her. And so the traveler, and had to discontinue her IV med that I was administering. And then she was like, oh, I'll help you out with that. Which I'm like, the force is strong with you. I like you. Anyway, so she was helping a sister out, and I go in there, and there's like 500 fucking family members. So I'm kind of glad I went in there because they started grilling her. And she's like, I'm just a traveler trying to help. I'm not this person's nurse. This is not the nurse we're looking for.
Literally, this is not the nurse you're looking for. I know nothing.
I know nothing. And good for her. I was envious of her in that scenario. So, because like, and then they want the person that I explained this shit to, there was the two prior, they were in the room and they wanted me to explain it to the rest of the fucking people again. And I'm just like, and I thought about it for a second. I wanted to be like, no, you can just explain it to them because fuck you. I have better things to do. But then I'm like a fucking pushover. And I'm like, okay.
Number one, she didn't have a fucking heart attack. Number two, you didn't do CPR, or if you did, it wasn't very effective, and she would have died if she had really needed CPR.
No, right.
So, sorry.
Yeah. So, anyway, they just want to know what the plan was, and I was like, for the love of freaking God. And so I explained it, and I was like, okay, well, this is going to have to be the last time I explain it. And I was like, it's been a long day, so sorry. I'm kind of stumbling over words because I've been talking all day. That was my subtle cue of, you fucks. Anyway, so I'm explaining like the whole pathology of what her issues were, what our plans were, what we were gonna do, what we were monitoring for, why we were keeping that person, blah blah blah, blah, and when we anticipate discharge if everything goes the way we are hoping. And like, mind you, one of them that I had talked to before that had the snarky silence over the phone, she just won't even look at me and she's just shaking her head. I'm like, bitch, fuck off then. Fuck off. Just fuck the right fuck off.
Right. If you don't like it, call the goddamn doctor. And talk to them. I'm just the messenger, really.
Okay, so these people are like the classic fucking, I want drama and I want this to be like Days of Our Lives. Is that how that show goes? I don't even know.
Sure, I don't watch that show. But yeah, so those people who always say, oh, I just hate drama so much. You ever notice that those are the people that actually create the most drama?
Oh my fucking God.
Have you noticed this?
Yeah. I have noticed this.
So they're like, I don't like drama, but by the way, my sister's pregnant with so-and-so's baby. And then walks away and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Who are you?
Right. It's like dropping Mentos into Diet Coke and then walking away and be like, I don't like that. That's too much.
It's just too much. It's too stressful. I only want to put out good vibes.
Good vibes of crack.
So, okay. And then I was just like, what did I can't recall, but I was like, I hope that, you know, that clears up any questions you have. I did not ask, do you have any questions?
No.
I was like, I hope that clears up all the questions that you have. And then they were like, well, what about, God, went back to the heart. And I'm like, for the love, I'm going to slip my goddamn wrist right here in front of all of you.
No. Slit their wrists.
Slit their throats so they stop talking.
Or the patient, because once she's gone, they won't ask any more questions. I'm just saying.
Fuck.
I mean, you're like, well, the plan is now to call the mortuary. Bye. Have a nice life.
And so I was just like, because they were like so we did do imaging on other body systems and stuff. And found benign growths that were harmless or whatever.
I assume this chick's older anyway, right?
Yeah, she's older.
Okay, it's fine.
Like, not super old, but, like, older. Like, I wouldn't say, like, 70 plus.
Okay.
Okay? Younger than that.
Okay.
But, you know, not a very healthy lifestyle. But everybody has these benign growths and cysts bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, so they were told by the doctor about these benign growths that's nowhere near the motherfucking heart. Nowhere near the fucking heart. And then they say to me, well, the doctor said that there's something in her heart. And I'm like, there's nothing, no. And they're like, no, that's what he said. And I'm like, I mean, how do you argue with that fucking shit? I'm like, and I said, well, what I can tell you is I have read all of her imaging reports, thanks to you guys. I have read every single fucking doctor's note, thanks to you fuckers. There's nothing wrong with her fucking heart.
Right? You're like, I don't know what the fuck he told you because I wasn't here. And again, if you have questions, call the doctor.
Well, weird. Well, you don't know. That hospital protects doctors like they're like the covenant. So anyway, so I'm just like, well, I don't know what to tell you because from what I have read on the reports and doctor's notes, there's nothing wrong with her heart. The only thing I could offer that is a hypothetical maybe is that when you have arrhythmias, the heart's a giant muscle, and when it pumps inefficiently, it sometimes pumps harder, and you can have thickening of the walls, which that can happen.
That's true. That's legit.
That is legit, because I'm a fucking dumbass, but I'm actually somewhat good at what I'm talking about. If I'm going to be talking.
Right, at least no half-ass what you're talking about.
Like, out my ass for sure, but it's a nice ass. So, like.
One of my biggest problems, just go off tangent a little bit, is that when you educate a patient, you have to understand what their health literacy is. You can't be popping out words like cardiomegalia
right.
to a patient who's a fucking retard when it comes to health literacy. Like, they're not going to get it. They're like, oh my God, does that mean there's a growth in her heart? You're like, yeah, it's a huge growth. In fact, it's popping out the side of her neck. Right? It's an alien.
Like, oh, like the movie
like aliens. Yeah,
it's going to pop right out.
And then done. So the plan is we're not going to let it get out of the room and contaminate other people.
I'm going to lock her in this room.
Yeah, and then she's going to die. So
a very painful death. Then you'll really have some broken ribs.
Yeah, all the ribs will be broken and pops right out of your sternum, man.
So anyways, I am impressed by my amount of fucking patience at this point. Mind you, this is pretty late into my 12-hour shift, okay? And I'm like, no. And then the kicker. This is what I've been waiting for.
Mm. All right, hit me.
Well, yeah, we did CPR. Oh, no, hold on. Then I was talking about syncopal events.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so
the
I was
fainting.
Like, the fainting. I was like, so, you know, X, Y, and Z could contribute to the syncopal event. This patient, you know, has all these things. It's usually not one thing. It's usually a combination of many things. And that's the case. And so we are trying to make sure that we can manage and control these other
factors
that would contribute to the syncopal event. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so, and they're like, yeah, the syncopal event, yeah, because that's when she stopped breathing. And I was like, well, actually, when people, syncopal event is fainting, that's just a fancy name for fainting. And when people faint, there's a dramatic drop in blood pressure, goes in the blood shunts to the core, which that means the body thinks that there's a big problem, so they're going to put all the blood in the vital organs, and so the breathing looks very shallow. And she said, no, she just wasn't breathing. I'm like, like, you know, no, when you feel no. your heart rate going up out of just fury.
So the opposite of what happens in a syncopal event where blood shunts to all the muscles and you just get super intense. You're like, I'm going to fucking strangle a bit.
I'm going to show you what fucking stop breathing looks like.
Right. And then we'll have to do CPR and you're dumbass.
I will show you how to do it correctly. Take fucking note. This is
going to make it hurt.
Yeah. Lock your elbows, fuckers. So then I'm just like, okay, whatever. And she's, and because I'm just dropping it. I'm like, whatever. You want to fucking believe that? I don't give a fuck. You want to go around thinking that you're a goddamn hero when you're not. You're a fucking dumbass retard. Fine, go for it. Oh no, no. They keep pushing the matter, and I'm like, so then they're like, no. And then her heart stopped. We felt a pulse, and I was just like, and then I went to open my mouth and say, oh yeah, can you demonstrate? Because I bet you did it wrong. And then I said, no, because you can't. Oh shit.
It's all right. We can edit that out.
Yeah, we'll edit that out. You just go beep. No. Don't say anything because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Their fucking delusions of grandeur that they're having. Fine. Let them think that they're heroes and they can do CPR on anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, anyway.
Hopefully they don't go around giving the herpes to people by giving mouth to mouth to everyone.
Oh my God. You know, they're like tongue them like, tickle their tonsils. You know, helps them wake up.
Need to do mouth to mouth on you, Grandma.
So then I was just like whatever, and then they're like, and they kept just pushing it, like, and then we had to do CPR, and they're like getting all uppity about it, and I was just like, I couldn't help myself anymore. I thought about walking over to her and exposing her chest. I'm like, I wouldn't know about coding people or anything, you know, just being an RN and whatnot. That is proof that A, either you're fucking lying and you did not do shit and you guys are all in on making up this fucking drastic story, or you did do it and you fucking try to tickle her. Tickle her back to life. Don't go into the light, Caroline! Like, is that the girl's name from the movie?
Yes, Caroline.
Okay, good.
Caroline, don't go into the light. I love it when I reference
movies correctly. Anyway, so. And then I was like, that's it, motherfuckers. Let me just slap you right in this fucking face.
Let me drop some knowledge on your dumb asses.
Yeah. So I was like, that's interesting, which is my favorite phrase of saying you're a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I can't support that she had an actual cardiac event. Because we did all these testings, a lot of labs that you would do for somebody who had a cardiac event, and they were all normal. And they're like, I know, it's crazy. And I was like, I'm out. Goodbye.
Oh, my good God. No, it's not crazy. It means it didn't fucking happen.
No, they were convinced that science just fucked up.
Well, science works for everybody else except her. Oh.
No, yeah, she's just an enigma of what happens.
Anomaly. Maybe she is an alien then.
And that's when I'm like, I'm done. And then I was just like, well, I don't know what else to tell you. That's what I said, science. And I walked out.
These are the motherfuckers that don't get COVID injections because they don't believe in science. Yeah. When you have the scientific evidence right in front of them and they're like, well, I don't believe that. You're like, oh.
And then it's like, fine, can you at least wear a mask so you don't fucking spread your shit everywhere? And they're like, I don't believe those work. And I'm like, okay, motherfucker, if you don't believe those fucking masks work, next time when you get surgery, because you know that you're going to be itching for one because you want that attention, make sure you tell your surgeon and everybody in the surgical team to not wear the mask because it doesn't do anything. And then I hope that somebody, like the circulating nurse or something, spits in your fucking open wound.
Coughs. Copious amounts of smoker's phlegm right into your goddamn wound. Maybe and some consumption.
Bar winch in there.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
So I was just like, fucking I mean, science, I can't believe I held it together quite.
Science. Yeah.
I can't believe I held it together. And then I walked out and I sat down at the nurse's station, just like kind of really contemplating my life. And then
Where did I go wrong?
I know.
Where?
And then the traveler is like, are you okay? And I'm like, how much time has passed? I feel like I've been in there for 5 years. I feel like I have missed my children's.
Rip Van Winkle right there.
My children's childhood. And like, she's like, you are so nice. I'm like, here's the thing. I'm actually not nice. I just know that when people are that stupid.
You can't argue with them.
You can't argue with them.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. You can't. Like, they are so stupid when you say, here is all the evidence to prove that this did not happen. It's like, are you with those people that believe the fucking earth is flat?
Well, there's no curve on it when you look outside. Because you can see the other side of a basketball also.
So, I bet we lost like a lot of listeners over saying you're stupid if you don't believe in vaccines and you're stupid if you think the earth is flat. Bye.
We only had like 5 to begin with, so we lost what, 2?
Oh, my mom might not listen anymore because she wouldn't get the COVID vaccine either, so fuck.
I got
nothing. I mean, she supports me, but not, I crossed the line.
Sorry about your bad day.
Sorry, Mom, come back.
Yeah, Mom, come back. Come back to the light. Or is it come back out? Whatever. Don't go into the light, Mom. Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the most recent. There's
people
plenty.
They're stupid.
They're so stupid. Fucking families, I tell ya. It's
hard though because like you understand that they are very concerned about their parent or as parent, grandparent, whatever.
Family member.
So they're concerned about their family member and I get that. And when you're anxious, you have a hard time comprehending things and understanding things. But when you adamantly argue against the person who has the fucking knowledge and the science to support them, I'm done at that point. I'm like, well, fuck off.
Three times
is a charm, but obviously not on that one. All right, so families suck, especially when they're dumb or they're incapable of accepting.
Yeah, it's one thing if
what you're telling them.
It's one thing to not know. That's fine. Like, but it's one thing like to not know but pretend you know and then like get won't accept any logical explanation for shit.
For real. So like when I say it's too bad that they're dumb, I don't mean people who don't know, but people who you tell and then they still argue with you.
That's dumb.
People who just don't know something, they just don't know it. That's fine. I can educate a monkey to do pretty much anything. But then if the monkey starts flinging shit at me afterwards, we're done.
I mean,
that's basically what the family did.
I mean, also had shit flung before. Wasn't a monkey, which is sad to say. Anyway.
Yeah, ditto.
Uh-huh.
All right, gross. So family stories. I have one. So I was working. It's always with adolescents come my best family stories because adolescents who are fucked up, 90% of them are fucked up because their family is fucked up.
I mean, I feel like we're all fucked up because our families are, yeah.
I agree. We're all dysfunctionally functional, fine. But we don't all end up at places that, like, have to house the troubled children of the world.
That's true.
Because our families are so fucked up.
That's so true.
So, like, we would house these children and we send them back to those same families because, unfortunately, most places and most states are like, let's keep the family together for everything.
Because family's so important.
I know that your
they
mom
can learn
and dad,
to cook meth together. It's all about family bonding activities.
Right?
I mean, fine, you know.
And, you know, we all work together to support it. So you're going to go into human trafficking. Your sister's a sex slave over there.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we get the money to cook the meth.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a family.
It's family business.
Entrepreneurship.
There you go. Fuck.
So, yeah, anyway, families. Families just fuck up their kids. And then they come to us, and we fix them, and we get them in a consistent environment, and then we ship them back out to those fucked up families, and guess what?
Oh, but what? I don't know.
I know. Are you surprised?
I have no idea. Tell
me. It's like, fuck you. That's what. And 6 months later, they're back at our door, because they're all fucked up again. And we're like, Jesus
Christ.
It's
like, don't worry. I'll catch you when I do your intake in prison. Right?
For real.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fine. Whatever.
So one of my, I don't know, this isn't a great story. It's actually a sad story. So I had...
Oh, great.
I had a patient who was sexually molested by her stepfather.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right? Stepfather went to prison.
That's good.
For that, I'm like, fuck yeah, good for you. Because it's hard as a teenager, mm-hmm. being able to face your offender like that. So mm-hmm. it is extremely hard. But because of that, very depressed, suicidal, makes sense.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, her mom wanted to reunite the family.
What the fuck? What? Why? What, are we going to do visitation at prison?
Yes. To reunite the family.
Why?
Because,
first of all, why does that... Okay, I'm sorry. I must interrupt.
Go for it.
Because everybody's saying the same shit. What the fucking fuck? Like, why are you... I'm assuming that that dumbass bitch is still talking to that person, that man.
Yeah. Yeah, what? They were still talking. And
they're still married?
They're still married.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it right now.
I'm not lying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to... Mm-hmm. Okay, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry for That's interrupting. Right. Please continue.
I get it. Trust me. So, so kids suicidal, depressed as all hell, because mom won't get rid of dude that molested her so significantly that the dude's in prison now. He's only going to be in prison, I think, only for like 10 years. It wasn't for a very long time,
no,
which I thought was
in this particular state, like, honestly, you can be a child abuser, molester, rapist, whatever, and you don't get nearly as much time as if you were trafficking meth. Although I fucking hate meth dealers, but, you know, still, if I had to pick an evil that is, that probably should have the most time, it would be the ones who prey on the
children.
Children? Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. For real.
Weird.
For real.
Uh-huh. Don't even get me fucking
kill
started.
Them. Just kill them.
Oh, we should, like, have, like, public stonings again.
I'm down with the public stoning.
Oh, to teach my kids, like, really great aim with, like, you know, slingshots and shit.
Ooh, nice. Yeah,
that'd be good. Anyway.
Somehow finagle the Nerf guns to have little stones on the end of the Ooh. Nerf bullets and bam, 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 bam. That one that Cap has that shoots out, like, what, like 50 things in a minute or something?
Captain has some pretty legit freaking Nerf guns.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And so, like,
he has an arsenal.
I know. Anyway. So, kid, patient, not getting better, right?
I can't imagine why. Why don't you just get over it? Stop being so selfish.
I know. I cannot. Like
oh, my God. You're impeding on my happiness with my disgusting husband.
Right? Mom's like, but I love them both. I swear to God. Probably the last couple months that I worked there, this happened. Because after this happened, I'm like, I'm out. I'm fucking out of this business because I can't handle this anymore. So I'm on the phone with mom. Mom's just crying. She's like, I just don't know what to do. I don't know why she's not getting any better. She doesn't even want to talk to me. She's always suicidal. And I'm just like, seriously, lady? Like, what? My head exploded. And I'm like, you got to make a choice. If you don't choose your own kid, you're going to lose her forever.
Yeah, because she's probably going to kill herself.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I said, and that made her cry worse. I'm like, well.
What the fuck?
Right? And the kid, the patient, was almost an adult at this point. So, I mean, she didn't even have to go back. And she didn't have anything. If she didn't want to have anything to do with her mom, she wouldn't have to. And, yeah, mom just couldn't get it. She wanted her cake and pedophile, too.
Ugh. I have no, you know, it's very rare that I have no words, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
If I went into some of the specifics of the molestation that went on.
I don't want to know.
I'm not going to share with you because it's like.
You know how I am. I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
I'll just cry. Ugly cry.
Horrific. But of course, he's sorry now.
Oh, I bet he is. Mm-hmm, probably mm-hmm. because I know how prisons work. Probably because if those men found out what he did, he's getting fucked like raw dogging, like good. Big time.
Good.
Yeah. I hope he did. I hope that.
Yes, I can.
I hope that he fell on a lot of, of fucking dicks. Like,
I'm sorry. I just fell right on that. I slipped and fell in.
I fell on all of these contraband that they shoved up my ass. And
multiple times in quick and rapid succession.
Hints of the rectal bleeding. I hope that fucker is like dead.
Hope it's got fissures, anal fissures. Oof, all the way around.
That is quite painful.
Mm-hmm. 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 So that's my worst family story.
But ultimately, that is a pretty fucking bad. Thanks for wow. Way to one up it. Mine was more fun loving. Like was not fun loving, but it was more lighthearted.
I get it. Yeah, that's that. Like,
and look at you going to the dark side.
That's the best worst one I have.
Okay. Do you have a funny one at least? Because I can't live with this. Okay.
A funny family story. Okay. All right. So. I don't know. You might not think this one was funny. So working again on a closed unit as an RN, we had a visitation. So we decided that Crackhead could visit her 2-year-old, maybe 1-year-old, smaller child. Wasn't an infant because he was like walking around the room. Anyway, on the grounds that grandma, who had custody of the child at this point in time, had to be there all the time. And Crackhead, who has quote-unquote bipolar.
Oh, God, don't even get me started on that shit.
Just straight up methed out, right? So she's all freaking out. She's like, I don't want that fucking bitch in here when I see my kid and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, then the kid's not coming in. Those are your choices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Grandma said the same thing. She's like, she's not seeing the kid without me there because
There's a reason.
And Chick hadn't been there for very long, so she was still all methed out, paranoid, hadn't slept, you know, like typical meth.
Oh, it's a great time for visitation.
Yeah, right? But yeah. In that setting, right, it's one of their rights, unless we can determine reasons that they can't do it. And grandma,
I think that's a good reason. Clearly not safe
to do it. And what we have to give them the opportunity.
No, you do not. She's cracked the fuck out
per the law.
The law is fucking stupid.
I'm not saying it's not
okay,
but we cannot violate those rights, so we let her see it, right?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm already annoyed.
I'm sure you know that shit goes bad.
I do know, because I yeah, very whatever bad. Just go, because I'm already annoyed. I'm just gonna shut up. I'm listening.
So the mom, at the end of the visit, won't relinquish her child. Because I'm like, dude, visiting's over. Kid can't stay in an adult psych unit. Like, sorry, but they gotta go. Like, you don't even, it's not even your kid. You don't have custody. Got to go. And so she's, you know, throwing fit, and she just won't give it up. I'm like, fine, I'm calling security, and if we have to tackle your ass and rip that child out of your arms, I'm sorry, but that's what's gonna happen, you crazy bitch.
Try me, ho.
So yeah, once security got there, she relinquished the child to its guardian, grandma. Mm-hmm. And then she just basically flailed on the floor, freaking out, right,
exercising,
like,
the
like
demons.
They do. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know, maybe she's having a pseudo seizure. I don't know.
Don't say that you're trying to trigger me. I see what you're doing here. We will cover pseudo seizures in another episode.
Yes.
Not today.
Yes, we will. So, and the funny thing about this is at the end, right?
Oh, it's funny. Okay.
So it gets kind of funny. So I'm in there talking to her. I'm like, you got to calm the hell down, lady. You're like flipping out everybody out here. And it was really funny because we went back and watched this all on video because, you know, we have to monitor the cameras and whatnot. And mm-hmm. what I was doing the whole time is I was like smacking my hand into my other hand, being like, listen, this is what we got to do the whole goddamn time. I'm like, I didn't realize I was doing that, but I was completely non-effective with this chick. So I left, and another person went in there. And then again, when we were watching the video, she was doing the same goddamn thing with the hand. And we're all like, what is that?
I've never done that before.
Right.
With a patient.
I didn't think I was doing it either.
Because here's the thing. Unfortunately, we have both had to deal with a lot of fucking smackheads.
Yes.
And it's like, seriously, it's got to be some sort of, like, subconscious thing when you want to smack them in the face, but you know you can't. So you smack your hand like, listen here, you fucking dumb motherfucker. Like,
I will give you the back of my hand if you keep it up.
Try me, ho.
Try me. Don't know if you've been hit too much or haven't been hit enough.
I'm going to knock the rest of your teeth out of your goddamn mouth.
Right? They'll feel better, though, because let's face it, they're all infected.
Oh, I know, they're right? All, oh, my fucking God. They're so nasty. Have you ever had a look in there? I had a look in there because they're like, what did I think? My mouth hurts. I think I got it. Yeah, you have a massive abscess, and you're probably going to fucking die.
I had a look in there at pill call because then I'm like,
oh, yeah, during pill call, and you're, oh, and they don't brush.
Do you have, like, are you pocketing? Are you cheeking that shit under your broken tooth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, too. Ugh. And I'm like, ow, that would probably hurt.
Ew.
A lot.
It probably would hurt. And it's disgusting.
It's so disgusting.
But, you know, they want that little hit of Seroquel or whatever.
Dude, and they, like, fucking cheek. The dumbest shit. The dumbest shit. I mean, one time I told them, I was like, you know, I could tell you, I could give you these two Tylenols and tell you they're perks. And you fucking start tripping out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For real.
Because you're dumb. Because you're so desperate.
Mind over matter. Placebo effect right there.
I'm telling you, it's a straight up thing. Yeah. Oh, we wouldn't relinquish the kid. So what are you going to do?
I don't think she was thinking clearly.
Well, obviously.
Okay, so another family story. So one of the last places I worked, it was in lockdown, psychiatric unit, but they could still have some of their own belongings. Not like crazy amounts of shit.
Right.
They'd bring in bags and, you know, like a little suitcase for their clothes if they're going to be there for a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one person brought in this bag for their loved one. And honestly, at this point, this was so long ago, I don't remember, man, woman, whatever. Probably a man bringing in stuff for a girl. So, anyway, we're going through this patient's belongings, and I'm working with a friend of mine who was another nurse, and she was going through these belongings with me. I'm like, dude, aren't you going to wear gloves? Because,
ew,
right? No. And so we're just going through all this stuff. I'm writing it down. She's pulling it out. And then
she put the gloves on, by the way?
No, not at this point. So she ends up pulling out a vibrator. And, like, she didn't, it was like one of the weird looking ones, so she didn't quite know what it was.
What it doesn't look,
it was kind of round, because I think it was like a shocker type of thing.
A what?
A shocker, like one in the pink and
one in the stink. Yeah. Okay.
So it was like a half moon shape thing.
Oh, like a C.
Yeah, like a C. There I gotcha. Go. Like it was a C.
Yeah, when you say circular, I'm like an egg, like you're shoving an egg up there.
There's eggs too. There's Benoit balls.
I found out about those recently. Like, not personally. I heard it and I'm like it's a vibrating egg you put up your hoochie in the, I'm like, that's weird.
So just to off track a little bit, it can be just like those balls that we saw at the thrift store that you were trying to spin. Oh, the
Chinese, like spinny ball things.
Yeah. Those can do the same thing if you put them both up your vagina and then you hold them in. It's like a good Kegel thing and then they can clack sometimes.
Well, you do need to, you know, tighten up them wizard sleeves. Like,
yeah, you do.
You want to be able to pick up a marble with those. And for my next trick, I'm going to make this ball disappear into my sleeve.
Dun, 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 dun. It's a golf ball or a softball or a basketball.
What the fuck?
I don't know, but you got to figure, all right, a baby's head is like 10 inches around.
It's not as big as a basketball.
Probably not. I don't know. Have you seen those like 11-pound babies that come popping out of them?
Listen, I don't. I
volleyball,
I don't know.
Maybe. No,
I mean, I but know. It's not. Anyway. It's like a whole circumference. That's a lot in one push.
It is a lot in any orifice on my person, anyway.
Well, some people. Anyway,
we get off track.
Anyway,
where was it? Anyway, oh yeah, so
vibrator.
Needless to say, number one, what kind of family member thinks that's going to be like past merit to get into a psych unit?
Wait,
one?
I thought that's that's how vibrators were first invented, right?
In the psych unit? Oh, for therapy.
For therapy?
Yeah.
For women hysteria.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the doctors were like getting fucking carpal tunnel for like double clicking their mouse for them. So, to save their wrists, they made dildos.
Well, you know, that's a lot of wrist jobs. I mean.
Click, 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 click.
Click, click. It's. Hey, flick the bean, man. It's a repetitive motion. That's all that you need for carpal tunnel.
Exactly. So, gross. Okay. Well,
did you know the term hysteria is Greek and it actually means wandering womb? Like womb? W-O-M-B. Yeah, womb. And only women could get it. And until this recent DSM, it was still in the DSM. And back in the day, when they came up with that term, depending on where your womb was wandering would determine your treatment.
Uh-huh. Where would the womb wander to?
It'd wander up to your head.
So then you like ice pick your face then?
Sure. Like lumpotomies, man. Done. Done and done. Listen, one and done.
Sometimes lumpotomies, like, you know.
I'm not saying they're the worst thing in the world for some people.
Just saying. Like, okay, anyway.
Like pedophiles?
Yeah, I was going to say, but I didn't want to revisit it, but here we are.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so needless to say, after that experience, the nurse I was working with has forever now worn gloves when going through people's things.
Because you know they didn't clean that thing. I bet you it still had a little, like, crusties on it.
Oh, I'm sure. It might have been fresh. Again, I can't remember sexes on who was giving it to who or whatever.
Well, I would assume that if you're delivering that, it is, like, the patient is female, I would want to assume. See, I mean, where's the two of the pink going to go? Because the stink is already occupied if it's a male.
Maybe that's all they had available?
But maybe what are you going to do? Like tickle, like, what is that called in between? The freaking taint?
The taint? Maybe they're using it as commerce, right? Like smokes in prison?
Commerce.
Right? So, you know, I'll trade you one vibrator or one hysteria job for some smokes. I don't fucking know. Anyway, regardless, yeah, now she wears gloves. Good for her, right?
Jesus Christ. That was like the very first thing I ever learned when I...
Oh, right. Don't go through your people's stuff. You don't...
No. You ick. Especially in a psych unit. I mean, even like when it's a non-psych unit, I have to go through people's stuff. Ew. Like double glove. Double glove.
Yuck. Yeah, in fact, put me in a full latex suit.
I'm going to wear like the whole Papper.
PPE. Full-on PPE. Hazmat.
That's the only time where I'll be okay with wearing the full-on Papper.
That and any sort of parasite.
Bed bugs.
Scabies.
Scabies.
Head lice.
Oh, my God. Oh, families and head lice. Okay. So here's another time visiting again for a locked unit.
Okay.
So this particular patient's children did not live in a very hygienic environment. They were trash, okay? It was fucking trashy as fuck, okay? Okay?
All right. They probably live next door to my dude.
They probably live in my neighborhood, because my neighborhood's getting quite hood. And so, like, they, like, seriously, they, like, we're starting to get cop lights in our window often, because they're just going up and down. Anyway, don't even get me started. So, anyway, so, like, you know, these kids are dirty, their hair is not brushed, like, their, like, clothes are tattered, all this shit. It's really sad. But every time when that patient's family would bring her kids, we were just like, fuck, because they always had head lice. And then we would have an outbreak of head lice. And I thought about setting my own hair on fire.
Yeah, when I worked on the adolescent unit, we had an outbreak of head lice. And they actually found patient zero. And unfortunately, that patient was then...
shaven.
Bullied by the other patients.
It's an adolescent unit.
Yeah, and a lot of them got the lice. And her shit was resistant as fuck. We treated her multiple times. So many times that she ended up getting a bad rash because we treated her like too many times.
At that point, just shave the fucking head, man.
Oh, we cut all our hair off, yeah.
It's like, sorry.
But yeah, she got almost beat a couple times from her peers for giving them
I mean,
head
you
lice.
Know what? I'm going to be real here. If I were them, I'd probably want to beat her ass, too. I'm not going to fucking lie.
Ditto. Luckily, knock on wood, I didn't get it. But we went through and we had everybody sit, like, in the halls with their backs into the hall and did the stuff and then brushed everybody's fucking hair. It took
Gross.
Forever.
To no. Day. No. No.
And we're out of time.
Fuck. All right.
We're at 46 minutes.
Okay. Well, I hope that we actually have people listening for once.
I hope so, too. And I hope you enjoyed our stories. I know I do.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind swearing, because that's not going to fucking change.
No.
No.
Hard pass.
Thanks for coming back, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. And our other close personal friends and family, if anybody's listening.
I'm pretty sure my sister peaced out like 10 minutes into the first episode.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, fuck them. Okay. All right.
All right.
We're done.
Peace. You can follow us. Or not. It's really up to you. But you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Insta at Healthcare Villains. Or if you want to send us some love letters or hate mail, either way, you can email us at healthcarevillains@gmail.com. Otherwise, please catch us next week on Typical Tuesdays, something to look forward to because Tuesdays are the worst, for our next episode.